Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and Monday, we all hate that day, alohas to you. As we get going here in hour number two, the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program, in the air chair, of course, as always, yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the south, the president of Insensitivity University, where we specialize in non-politically correct studies. Here it comes. Here's the Bobby Mack facts for today to keep you up to speed on what's going on out there.
And now, 106.3 WORD presents Bobby Mack's Bobby McFacts.
Yep.
Today's top trending things you need to know.
A lot of things happened over the weekend. Of course, one of the biggest in showbiz, Game of Thrones, concluded last night, and now we know who will sit on the Iron Throne. I do that so I don't have any spoilers in there. Although the Bobby Mack semi-professional players do have a tribute or two to a GOT. Rhino Congressman says President Trump committed impeachable offenses. And for his trouble, immediately draws a primary challenger, who we hope replaces this guy. Tornadoes, it's that time of year, tornadoes ripping through the Midwest. It's a twister, Annie M., it's a twister. Brooks Koepka tries to choke away the PGA Championship, but hangs on to win over South Carolina's own DJ, Dustin Johnson. And one group of graduating college students will enter the real world with no student debt. Thanks to a capitalist. Think the media is going to mention capitalism when they do this story? In on the text line, Bob, the Hunter Biden story was great. Where was that from? Thank you. That is from Breitbart News. Okay, and in fact, hang on just a second. Let me get it from the deleted pile, the Bobby Mack stack, and Moneypenny will put that up on our Facebook page because it's a fairly extensive article that has significant detail about this business with a crack pipe. The pipe that had been used to smoke cocaine left in the rental vehicle that had been returned, along with his driver's license. Who has two driver's licenses? Anyways, was one current and was one an old one? Has he got one under the name of Robert Biden and another under the name of Hunter Biden? What's the deal? Inquiring minds want to know. Bobby, tell the truth air is in the air chair much more than your... Oh, I see. Bobby, tell the truth. Air in the air chair is much more than your derriere. Quite right. Quite right. Good job. Bob, the best ending of all time to any TV show? Hillary losing. Yeah, that one's going to be hard to top. Hey, Bob, don't forget that meeting with our favorite Manchurian candidate, the sainted Barack Hussein Obama, Biden, Rice, and other members of the coup cabal about the political disinformation. In the dossier, Rice posted that she met with him and self-servingly said they did everything by the book. Yeah, she memorialized that meeting as a CYA in a memo to herself on the way out the door. And by the way, all these other guys may be guilty of sin, but I'm as pure as a driven snow. Bobby, despite all those facts about Hunter Biden, they'll all be excused by the public. Democrats are Teflon. Nothing sticks to them. So sad. No one will care. Bobby, and after all that that you just said about Hunter Biden, he still doesn't come close to being as creepy as his daddy, old weird Joe. Some family, huh? From Fox Mulder. Right. Bob, the Ukrainian prime minister has resigned, as did the defense minister. Was it the Ukraine where the comedian just got elected as the premier and disbanded Congress or whatever they have? I think so. Could we do worse than having a comedian at the helm? At least we'll get a laugh out of it. Hey, Bobby, so would Hunter Biden not being locked up in jail be considered progressive privilege? Bob, the difference between Bernie and Biden is Bernie has his hand on your wallet. Biden's hands, well, let's just say they're in the same general location. Squeezy Uncle Joe. Bobby, rules for thee, not for me. Bob, best ending for a miniseries, Breaking Bad. Yeah, I think they retired the trophy. Breaking Bad had the worst ending ever? Is all your taste in your mouth? Come on. Bob, how come Hunter Biden isn't in jail? I know of a cocaine pipe and a white powdery substance was found in my car, I'd be locked up. Now, they had no chain of evidence. Couldn't prove it was his. No fingerprints on the pipe. And this one, Bob, favorite ending, election final, November 2016. Will we ever get to see an opportunity to watch progressive liberal suffering on that level ever again? Anchors on CNN and MSLSD crying on the air. Oh, no. Oh, it's the end of the world. The bad orange man. He won the election. And Hillary, who should have won this thing going away, she earned it. She worked for it. She deserved it. And she lost. Yeah. It was a thrill. Bobby, speaking of the Preakness, how do you think the jockeys feel who were beaten by Bodie Express? The horse said, I don't care if the jockey decided to get off at the starting gate. I'm running the race, pal. I'm a thoroughbred racehorse. What do you think I'm here for? Yeah, that would be embarrassing to be a jockey and you're beaten by a riderless horse. That's not good. This cannot be good. Bob, if you saw The Big Bang Theory ending first and then Young Sheldon season finale, that ending was just cool, period. Bobby, the final Cheers episode was around the time of the birth of my first child. My honey said he was hoping labor wouldn't come before that night. Not so lucky. Did we have DVRs? VCRs. Yeah, we had VCRs, I guess. So if you didn't, then you had to wait, until like August for the rerun to come around. Bobby, love your show. Please repeat the keyword for this hour. Thank you. Happy to do that. The keyword is AIR, A-I-R, where you will find little Bobby between 3 and 7 weekdays when he's here. A-I-R, AIR. I used to actually work at a radio station. That was their call letters, W-A-I-R. It was in Winston-Salem. Did the overnight show there. Text AIR to 72881. Get your name in the hat. $1,000 bankroll contest. Okay. Take a quick break here. When we come back on the other side, one more thing on Game of Thrones. And the president is responding to the nattering nabob of negativity, Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiffless, and has some comments himself about if we're going to investigate things, where it should go next. Be right back here on the Bobby Mack Show on Monday.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Side effects may include drowsiness and loss of appetite.
Oh, I certainly hope not. 421 here on the Bobby Mack Show, the Monday edition. Let's go to the phones this afternoon. Head to Greenville and bring in Charles here on our first program of the week. Hi, Charles, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby.
Yes, sir.
Hey, just want to let you know, it sounds like the wrong Biden is running for the Democratic nomination for president.
So, yeah, somebody, where is that text message here that came in the last few minutes? I didn't have a chance to share it yet. Strip clubs, drugs, and prostitutes. What is it about this trifecta that doesn't just scream integrity?
Yeah, it sounds like he would be way too busy to do too much damage to the country. So,
and that could be a good thing. Well, we'll see. I suspect that the texter nailed it earlier when they said, "Yeah, it's a Democrat." You know, nothing sticks to these guys, and that's pretty much true. And you know, they can machine gun a school bus full of nuns, you know, but they're still full of integrity. Meantime, the president, in between battling subpoenas and other demands from congressional committees. Trying to create every phony investigation they can into his administration, today urged top-ranking Democrats to shift their focus to crooked Hillary and the genesis of the phony Russia investigation. The president even suggested House Judiciary Committee Chairman Nattering Nabob Gerald Nadler and House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff could boost their credibility by doing so. The president tweeting, "Why are the Democrats not looking into all the crimes committed by crooked Hillary and the phony Russia investigation? They'd get back their credibility, Jerry Nadler, Schiff, who have a whole new future open to them. Perhaps they could even run for president." The president's tweets coming, of course, as the AG, Bill Barr, already is assigned U.S. Attorney from Connecticut, John Durham, to conduct an investigation into the origins of the Russia collusion probe. Durham is tasked with looking into, quote, all intelligence collection activities related to the Trump campaign during the 2016 presidential election and any misconduct during the early stages of the FBI's original Russia probe. Durham is expected to focus on the period before November 7, 2016, including the use of FBI informants, as well as alleged improper issuance of FISA warrants. Barr also directed Mr. Durham to specifically review the time period between Election Day and Inauguration Day, telling Fox News last week that some very strange developments took place during that time. Barr, of course, was referring to the early January 2017 briefing intelligence officials gave then-President-elect Donald Trump at Trump Tower and the leaking of information subsequent to that meeting. During the meeting, the president was informed by intelligence and law enforcement officials on Russian election meddling, which was also informed by former FBI Director James Comey about the now infamous anti-Trump dossier, which included salacious allegations against him. "That's one of the things we need to look at," Barr said last week. A source also told Fox News Barr is working collaboratively on Durham's investigation with FBI Director Chris Wray. Although, I'm still wondering, what is that guy doing there? You know, he's another swamp rat. CIA Director Gina Haspel and Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats. Durham is also working with DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz. He is currently reviewing allegations of FISA abuses and the role of FBI informants during the early stages of the Russia investigation. So, there's that. Now, this today from the National Sentinel, J.D. Hayes writing, "The American left has become militant over two issues, preserving and widening abortion rights and protecting illegal aliens from U.S. immigration law enforcement. While abortion is in the news this week after Alabama passed the most expansive pro-life legislation in generations and Missouri is set to do the same, it's the issue of illegal immigration that could actually spark new violence between the federal government and leftists in deep blue states who believe in open borders." A report from the Daily Caller that was widely ignored by most other media outlets claimed that President Trump is seriously considering invoking the 1807 Insurrection Act and utilize its tremendous powers to begin widespread deportations of people in our country illegally. "We're doing the Insurrection Act," one official reportedly told the news site. Daily Caller further noted, "Under the Insurrection Act of 1807, the president has the authority to use the National Guard and military in order to combat unlawful obstruction or rebellion within U.S. borders. That act was last invoked in 1992 by Bush 1, George H.W. Bush, to quell the L.A. riots, and was also used by President Eisenhower in 1957 to enforce school desegregation in Little Rock, Arkansas, and other spots of the South. An official expressed concerns that Trump's use of the Insurrection Act's powers would face legal challenges. Well, what did the president does not face a legal challenge? Pointing to the lawsuits against the president's travel ban from majority Muslim countries, however, as the official noted, the travel ban ultimately prevailed in the Supreme Court. But, of course, we all understand the president's invocation of the Insurrection Act of 1807 is going to just the leftists will just go absolutely to DEFCON 1. They'll go ballistic. But that's par for the course. Because, you know, what lawful options appear on the horizon now for President Trump? Everything he does is blocked by the Democrats and their activist jurists in the courts. In addition to the Insurrection Act, the president is also said to be considering declaring America full. That is, unable to accept any more migrants, especially after this year is proving to be the highest on record in terms of illegal immigrants crossing the border. If you take a ship and it holds 1,000 people maximum, one more person, and the ship is going to collapse, capsize. The country is full. Our hospitals are full. Our detention centers are full. Besides legal challenges, this decision to invoke the Insurrection Act is also very likely to cause episodes of violence, especially in cities and states along the liberal coastlines, where sanctuary cities are the rule rather than the exception. What's going to be interesting, and that's putting it mildly, is watching the reactions of governors like Gavin Newsom in California and others who have been depriving the president of his use of their National Guard troops along the border. Because while Guard forces first fall under the command of their respective state governors, the president has the authority to federalize the National Guard, that is, to take command of them and direct them into federal duties. If POTUS were to call up Guard forces to enforce the laws of the country, and the governors would were then in a position of refusing, then the governors could be subject to arrest. That could be interesting, watching some of these loony lefties frog marched off to the Gray Bar Hotel. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Patrick's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Monday.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Rock on, brother.
Count on it. That's what we do for 4 hours each day, Monday through Friday. Welcome back. Great to have you along. 4:36 now, Bobby Mac Show on Monday, in on the text line. Bobby, I'm getting pretty tired of hearing about what Trump might do. I want action. You're not the only one, I can guarantee you. You know, Bobby, all that sounds really good, but talk is cheap. Seems to be a whole lot of talking and not enough action. Bobby, time to fight fire in lowercase letters with fire in uppercase letters. Bobby, if I was the president, I'd hit the liberals hard in pot states. I'd send in the federal agents and take their money and lock them all up. Well, but it's illegal in those states, like Colorado. Bobby, there is good news today, even though it's Monday. We are on this side of the dirt. Have a great weekend from, have a great week, rather, from Gerald and Kelpins. You're right, or as I'm fond of saying, we are on the correct side of the divot. Bobby, Trump should put the National Guard under Title 10 or Title 32. States like California, Washington, and Oregon couldn't stop him from using those National Guard troops. Boy, you talk about running around with their hair on fire. Holy cow. Here's a suggestion for the Big Bang Theory final. Black screen accompanied by a laugh track. Do you watch Big Bang Theory, Moneypenny? Yeah, so-so. I've never seen it.
I haven't been keeping up with it recently, but, you know, when it's on, I watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like it's mildly amusing. You know, but to me, anything with a laugh track, give me a break. You know, if it's funny, I'm going to laugh on my own without a laugh track in the background. Supposedly, the people that put together MASH were insistent they did not want a laugh track in the show, and they lost, naturally. The suits at the network always know best. Now, Bob, switching from one Democrat to another is basically saying it's the same hooker in a different dress. Hate that I had to insult hookers. Bob, I hope the GOP finds somebody to primary against Representative Amash. A guy, I've got the story here in the Bobby Mac stack somewhere, but there's a guy who is a state representative now. He's a representative to their state legislature. He said he was going to announce he was going to run against Amash. He was going to announce on the 4th of July, and then after this guy came out with he wants to impeach Trump, he said, I'm going to go ahead and announce my candidacy, that I'm going to primary the guy right away. Bobby, I'm not complaining, but since Obama has been out of office, other than occasionally, he's not really been in the public eye. Why do you think that is? Well, he's busy cashing in. Right now, you know, he and Muchel are consulting on some serious stuff that's going to be done on Netflix. There's a good reason for me to dump them. Bobby, I personally thought The Third Watch on NBC had the best series finale. They finished up all the storylines and have a Where Are They Now segment for the surviving characters. That's pretty good. Now, Bob, it's pretty tough when your mom is so stupid she lost a rigged election.
Yeah. Oh, you can't make that stuff up.
Yeah, that is stupid. Bobby, Xena Warrior Princess had the worst ending ever. So bad, and there was such an outcry, they put the last episode on a DVD by itself. Wow. They had to do a mulligan? They did a redo? Bobby, about Hunter Biden, I bet he lost his license at some point, went and got another one, and then found the one that he'd lost. You mean when he sobered up? So Game of Thrones is finally over. I'm sick of everyone telling me I need to watch this smut. I can do without the gay sex, orgies, and incest rape scenes. Other than that, there's nothing like a good musical comedy, I always say. Bob, isn't possessing more than one driver's license illegal? Federal standard imposed on every state? Not if you're the son of the vice president, apparently. And do I have some more to catch up with here quickly? Bob, by the way, Big Bang Theory was recorded live, was recorded with a live audience. Yeah, well, they all are, pretty much, but they still sweeten up the soundtrack, you know, if the laughs are not big enough or if the audience is too stupid to get it. Bob, I just watched liberal airhead, certainly not news commentator, Erica Hill, say it was amazing how well Mayor Pete did in front of a, quote, conservative audience. I've got news for little Erica. Conservatives don't clap for illegal aliens and certainly not for murdering unborn babies in the womb, which the crowd did enthusiastically. Well, sure. You know, any candidate that's going to do a town hall, especially if it's on Fox, is going to stack the audience with all their supporters, including, in this case, the guy who was the moderator, Chris Wallace, a registered Democrat. Bob, you know, now that I think about it, Hunter Biden sounds like he could be a Kennedy. No kidding. Now, this business with the illegals is so far out of control. It's just absolutely ridiculous. I mentioned these numbers last week, but they're worth repeating. And these are not numbers that I'm making up, okay, before any of the liberals want to start chiming in here. Well, you're making this stuff up. It's not that bad. New federal report shows non-citizens in the U.S. commit nearly half of all federal crimes, or more than six times their proportion to the American population. For 2017, that's the last year available, data from the Census Bureau's American Community Survey shows non-citizens comprise about 7% of the country's population, But the 2018 annual report and sourcebook of federal sentencing statistics shows they committed more than 40% of all federal crimes. The United States Sentencing Commission reviewed 321,000 sentencing documents in fiscal year 2018 alone and outlined several statistics in the annual report. And so, again, you know, the argument from the left, well, these are families who are seeking a better life for themselves and their children, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm sure there are, you know, a proportion of those in there that fall into that category. But when 40% of the federal crimes are committed by 7% of the population, haven't we reached a point where, you know, it's tipping point, as they say. Here's another headline. Homeland Security releases 9,000 illegals into the U.S. in 8 days. 1,100 released every day. And it goes on and on. Beat goes on. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more here on the Bobby Mack Show on Monday. 5:15 now here on WORD. Miss the keyword for this hour. It's AIR, A-I-R. Text it to 72881.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Fleetwood Mac. Taking, of course, some names, people in the group. 4:51, 5:09 here on the Bobby Mack Show, Monday edition. Somebody was asking about Mayor Pete Beetlejuice. It's interesting, since Fox has been rejected by Tom Perez, the guy that's the lunatic commie who's the head of the DNC, as one of the TV networks where they'll have any of the Democrat presidential debates. And thank goodness for that. At least we won't be subjected to that. Fox is being proactive and doing their own town halls with the myriad, 24 DNC candidates for the presidency. The Fox News Channel's Chris Wallace was humiliated yesterday as he allowed Pete Buttigieg to walk all over him with insults and lies. And it's unsurprising. You know, Chris Wallace is a Democrat, like Juan Williams, on a pseudo-conservative network. And ever since the Murdoch kids, have taken over running Fox, and the old man has stepped away, and Roger Ailes obviously is no longer there as well, having passed away. We see them taking a more and more liberal bent. So yesterday they did a town hall in New Hampshire. Mean little Mayor Pete, who President Trump has tagged with the nickname Alfred E. Newman, What Me Worry Guy from Mad Magazine. Mean little Mayor Pete trashed Wallace's Fox News colleagues, two of the network's biggest stars, Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham, directly to Wallace's face, and Wallace said nothing in their defense. You know, a lot of folks in my party were critical of me for even going doing this with Fox News. And I get that, especially when you see what's going on with some of the opinion hosts on this network. I mean, you got Tucker Carlson saying immigrants make America dirty, when you've got Laura Ingraham comparing detention centers with children in cages to summer camps. By the way, Mayor Pete, you know that was a policy that was started under Obama, right? Did you mention that? The presidential candidate and mayor of South Bend, Indiana, then attacked Fox News as a whole. There's a reason why anybody has to swallow hard or think twice before participating in this media ecosystem. The gutless Wallace says nothing in reply other than, "All right, mayor, we got to take a break here." Yeah, I don't recall ever seeing anything like that on Fox. Here is a purported news anchor choosing not to say anything as one of his guests, a politician no less, trashes his colleagues and the people that pay his salary, which is pretty cowardly on the part of Chris Wallace. And if Fox News, you know, is going to do this kind of stuff, it's easy to see why One American Network and Newsmax and others are starting to make some inroads against them. Because there was a time when you never would have seen this kind of stuff on Fox. And if they're so desperate to kowtow to these Democrats, so desperate to suck up to them and play footsie, that they allow this kind of stuff to go unchallenged, then the Democrats have won their battle to receive not just special treatment from Fox, but to be able to go on that network and walk all over them right there on their network. You know, the Democrat boycott against Fox was always a power play, just nothing but a way to try bully Fox into giving the jackass party the same soft treatment they get from the rest of the establishment media. Well, and last night it worked. And worse yet, without challenging him or even asking a follow-up, Chris Wallace allowed Buttigieg to deliberately mislead Fox News viewers. We're the ones trying to get you a raise, and they're the ones blocking it. We're the ones trying to preserve your health care. They're the ones trying to take it away. We're the ones actually prepared to deliver on something like paid family leave, and they're against it. Now, these are all lies. To begin with, the president has focused much of his attention and economic policy on increasing wages, and it is working, by the way. And second, nobody in the GOP is trying to take away anybody's health care. It is Obamacare that has stripped millions of Americans of their health insurance and doctors, and it's the Democrat proposal of Medicare for All, or Medicaid for All, as I call it, that is going to also rip away everybody's health insurance by forcing all of us into a one-size-fits-all government program. And finally, Trump backs paid family leave. But, you know, when you the comparison is interesting here, because recently on CNN, Bernie Sanders was on there, and he was pushing Medicare for All. And the CNN anchor said, "Well, wait a minute. You just said there are 30 million Americans that don't have health insurance." "Right, right, right. So there are 100 million Americans that do. So you want to take away the health insurance from the 100 million Americans who have it to give health insurance to the 30 million who don't." That was from a CNN anchor. And then you turn the coin over and you got Chris Wallace playing softball with Alfred E. Newman. Stand by. The next keyword is on the way in just a couple of minutes, and so is the 5 o'clock follies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.